Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I'm Bobby Kelly.
And it's Big J Okerson. We're actually a full radio show on Sirius XM.
For full episodes of The Bonfire, you can listen on... what is it, SXM?
Yeah, Sirius XM.
Sorry.
That's your employer.
You can say Sirius XM if you want.
Thank you very much. For full episodes of The Bonfire, you can listen on the SMX app.
No. Say Sirius XM.
Sirius XM. You can listen on the Sirius XM app.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Robert Kelly.
Jacob, what's going on? What's up, buddy? Is everything okay?
Bobby, did anything happen during the break?
What are you talking about?
Oh.
There's a little bit of upset.
No.
What are you, a fucking bloodhound? I mean, I let the smallest toot out.
Come on.
I'm dying right now.
I actually, it's coming this way.
Come on.
Jay, it was.
Bobby.
Like, listen, this is what
it
this
smells like God. Weird, like old food, though, not like.
It does smell like something else.
So bad, Bobby. I'm like gagging. And then I have to bring it up because maybe she's thinking I did it and not going to say anything.
Listen, let me tell you something right now, Jacob. I never lie. You know that. I will not.
You weren't going to bring it up.
Bobby, your farts smell like empty Airbnb
so
drawers.
Weird. I don't even know if I blame the smell.
I was stuck in the mountains.
Oh.
What's that?
I get all the grass. It smells kind of grassy.
I accept it. It does smell naturey.
Dude, listen, Jacob. This is what it was. Ready?
Yeah,
swear to God.
Those are the deadliest ones.
Those are the worst ones. You know why?
Huh?
It's so concentrated.
I'll tell you why.
Because it's traveling around a log of shit. Would be my best guess.
It's in my lungs right now.
You are so good at describing it.
Thank God.
I do feel, Bobby, like it's living here. I can't get rid of it. Is it on fire?
So bad.
There's so guys, this was fun, okay?
First of all.
There's a burning element to it.
I will let you know that I have a ghost living in me. And I let her out every once in a while.
Yeah.
You feel her because she's around.
That's it. Your fart smells like a grudge. Like a grudge ghost.
God almighty.
Jacob is a fucking. You should hunt prisoners.
You act like you need to be a blood. There's no bloodhound needed. What bloodhound needs you need for that?
I made Jacob stutter. I give Jacob a stutter. You need to be put down a little bit. You're getting a little crazy today.
You think Jacob has perfect palate for farts?
he really does, man. I think he has like little sensors on the outside of like cat whiskers.
It probably got into Jacob's cake.
I know. I'm so glad. I double sealed mine. Thank the Lord.
It's double sealed. It's in that loose cake.
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be savory and sweet.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's not what they mean by savory and sweet.
You want to make Black Luke quit the show? He's already stopped coming in.
He has sympathy pains.
You want to make Black Luke quit the show altogether?
Listen, if we want her back in, we can do a seance and she'll go back in my body.
God bless you. This is a conversation I love having, by the way, because I'm blown away by it. Soder had the same thing, by the way.
What?
Soder would have just farted. By the way, much more obnoxious than you just did right now, I'd say.
Not with a guest.
Absolutely.
First of all, she's not a guest. She's part of the family.
She's a friend.
Okay?
I don't know if that's a good thing.
She's not a guest. She is part of the crew, okay? That's Nikki.
Nikki's like my sister. Maybe this is how Bobby Kelly is like, you know?
That's how you
get it. It's great having you on the show. We'd like to really bring you into the fold.
I had a rough weekend in the mountains. I almost died. I had to eat a protein bars. I ate a lot of, you know what I mean? And these protein things kind of get to me. And we did a double show today. If we do one show, I'm good. And
yeah, you can hold it in.
We had to do a, so here's the thing. And it was to the point, where I just went like that. It's, and I let the ghost out, and I didn't know.
Bobby does a great thing. He just starts talking an explanation that he doesn't know the explanation for yet.
It's the same.
So he just keeps saying words. He goes, no, because look, here's what it is. Things happen. We wake up every morning. There was a protein bar involved. And before you know it, the way the body functions, air gets built up, and then it's... Next topic? What are we talking about? We're going to eat this, we're going to take a whack at this food?
Are we going to eat this cake or not? I mean, let's clean
up. I lost my appetite.
I can't eat cake right now.
Come on, guys. It's not that...
I can't eat cake. No, it's not that it's bad anymore. It's just I have muscle memory of it. I'm remembering the smell.
Guys, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, Jacob, I apologize, but I was honest with you.
But you're shocked every time. I am not. Four times in, you're still shocked. Like, it was this little thing.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jacob. It wasn't like, all right, we've had some guests in here that are ripping them the whole time. I have a little...
Brian Scalaro.
I'm shocked by that.
Is that like a comedy thing? Like everyone's just tootie?
No,
not at all. Well, in fact, I would be more...
Me and Big J are sitting really close together.
I don't like Christine smelling my farts. It happens.
Yeah.
I smell her farts. We've been together forever. If they smell, I do feel bad about that.
You farted me out of bed.
Huh?
You farted me out of bed before.
You farted me out of bed before. Princess. Relax, princess.
I love how Jay has to hold the mirror up when he gets called out on things.
I know. Yeah, her insides aren't rotten. Okay.
You guys just both chowed down Chipotle. Something's happening tonight.
Something's happening. But, yeah, I don't like to... And certainly, and I've described this.
Sure.
And to Dan, Dan couldn't get this either. The reason I said I wouldn't fart in front of Dan's girlfriend, fiance, or Nikki, or because there's some on some level of it, and it's dumb. It's my own insecurity for sure. I'm like, that erases any kind of like, even the minor attraction of being like, oh, it's a cool guy. Do you know what I mean? I know we're not going to hook up. I don't think me and Nikki are leaving here together, but I also don't want her to think that I'm gross.
So now, what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Nikki thinks I'm gross for being a human being.
She's appalled by you.
Nikki, I want to say something.
Okay.
Nikki, I apologize. I had a rough weekend.
there's a lot of protein bars, I heard.
I'm on certain medications.
The impressive thing sounds like an excuse.
I have a medical issue.
I have on certain medications. Yeah. I was stuck on a mountain.
You need a fartectomy?
I had a bunch of protein things this weekend, and I didn't... That was an accident. I shifted the wrong way. And now I'm going to say this.
There's some more building.
I caught most of that. And I shifted. I moved in my seat. Mm. And it's like that. And I was like, oh,
don't
God.
Don't do it again.
I'm not going to do it again.
Well, you start shifting around.
Fucking Bloodhound Jacob picked it up. And then.
Bobby, I want to be fully on your side on this one. And I tend to be.
Yep.
If he had never you're calling Jacob a Bloodhound. But when I tell you this, I mean. Minivan of a fart you laid really pulled up and parked in front of everybody's face for a good solid minute and a half each.
But here's the thing.
I remember it. I can draw the smell of this.
I know, me too.
I can draw a picture of your smell.
I would like to see your beautiful drawing of it.
Hmm.
I think there's mountains involved.
It's going to be like a smoky turd.
It hit me over there, and then I walked to throw my wrapper out, so I thought Nikki was going to think I walked it my own towards her.
Nikki,
so I was horrified, and then I didn't know what to do.
But actually, you know what? Jacob did not throw you under the bus.
Well, he kind of did. Here's what happened.
Because I was staring at
him. He looked at him with shame.
He shamed me with his eyes.
That's true.
Jacob, he was looking at me, looking through me. And he was looking at you, looking at Jay, looking at me, looking at you, looking at Jay. Then he turned around and looked at nobody, like who? Maybe it was somebody behind me.
Because
then,
over the years,
it's my
Bobby,
reputation or your reputation,
Bobby. Over the years, as you get more comfortable with Nikki being a friend of the show and coming in, you do what I would have done in the situation was just blame Nikki for it.
Okay,
I would just turn to her. I go, "Wow, are you just coming the show? Like, okay."
Well, how do you know? How do you know it wasn't a mixture?
It's not.
How do you tend to blame the men.
Is your husband a fart in front of you guy?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And yes. Do you try not to at all in front of him?
I've got a really balanced diet. I don't fart a ton, But like, no, I mean, I'll fart. It's all right. Just, and it might never make noise. So it's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe it'll smell. Maybe it won't. It kind of just.
I've been having a
problem. Well, why did I link my life up to this human whoopee cushion over here?
You don't deserve a Mickey Tinky.
You don't deserve I'm a delicate Tinky. Flower. No, I do fart, of course. I just, it's like usually not that bad. My husband, it's like,
why
an
is it
audible,
hot when you say
like,
it? I fart. Shut up. Do it.
Yeah, Jay likes it.
I can never do it on command. Oh my God, ew. Maybe there is an attraction.
Let me pull your finger. Let me pull your finger. See if it works.
Christine said, "You don't deserve it.
You don't deserve Nicky Dinky.
You deserve me. You deserve me."
You She's deserve probably right.
Why is fart humor just always funny?
It's because it's the king of funny. Yeah. Farts are the king of funny, and it was the undisputed king of funny. Yeah,
it's the ultimate crime. There. This thing. Did I tweet that out a long time ago or something?
Yeah, like, my dad said it on the same day. It was so weird.
Yeah, I was like. No, I guess the biggest like pain of being a comedian is like no joke I ever write with perfect insides and callbacks and all this stuff will be as funny as the funniest fart.
I took me and Max were at my cousin's wedding on a farm. I mean, rolling blue clouds, like clouds. The sky was blue. Swans. It was the prettiest thing I've ever been involved in. And there was 200 people on this farm. Come out, sunniest day ever, and. Came out and they were just about to start the ceremony and Max was sick and he let a fart out like it was a brass band, like
French horn,
and half the place got mad and half the place was cracking up and couldn't stop laughing. It was fucking dude, like that. It was so bad and so funny. I mean, the groom's mom turned around and was like, "You fucking ruined this wedding."
No.
And me and Dawn, my aunt Dottie, and my mom were just like, just cracking up.
You're like, you just made the wedding.
Oh God. The farts are the best. I apologize. I really do. It was Jacob. You know I try.
You apologize. You always confess.
Why don't we get on a dinky diet and then we won't fart over
again? I know,
again.
Guys. Check out my book. Ozempic.
I need to stop.
Oh yeah, I'm also jumping on Ozempic, which is going to change it all anyway.
Are you?
Probably.
You shouldn't.
I mean, everyone else is doing it. You might as well.
Don't. Thank do you.
I don't want to.
Don't
I know.
It.
Let's all just do it.
Just get your stomach.
Let's all do it.
We're going to tour around with Corey Feldman.
Jay, let me take you half your stomach out. You'll be fine, like me.
I could go under anesthesia and get all that done, or I could just give myself a little shot in the old gut once a week, and then it just falls out of you. I think.
Just go.
Yeah, but you're not like you're going to lose your appetite. It's going to be hard to.
Is that the? But is that? I think it's not mostly that. Though.
I only know one person, but they definitely like. Weren't really like, you know.
That's I heard it could also help you stop smoking. I heard it kind of curbs a lot of addictive shit.
All right, well, that's
which is
good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I heard you don't want to eat. Like, you just don't care about food.
It takes your appetite away.
Yeah, and then I think
away.
When
that's
she did eat.
But it also
it
does
she kind of was like not that interested. You know?
Yeah, it also like does, but it also makes you, it's about the way you process glucose or something.
Nope.
I mean, give it a shot.
It's not just an appetite suppressant only.
100%.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
Do you think if you just say it is, that it is?
Well, you're just going to say it's not, and I will say it is.
We've been talking about this all weekend with people. It's
ladies.
Not. It's some other thing.
Doctors?
No.
All right. So, yeah. Okay.
Just people were taking it.
Just other people like
people
me.
Were taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other fats.
Yeah. It doesn't.
We were sitting with our shirts off in a pool in the Hamptons discussing how we can make next year better.
You were at a ham party and I wasn't invited?
There was a ham party.
It was
a bit of a ham party.
For sure.
You had a ham party this week?
There was
weekend?
A ham party.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you gotta have, there's gotta be bad bodies floating around the pool, and Soder wouldn't even take his shirt off. He wouldn't take his shirt off.
Really? Because he was embarrassed?
I don't know why they wouldn't get in
maybe
their bathing
suits. Maybe he didn't want to put sunscreen on. It's hard to get your back.
Maybe.
He's in shape. He's not in shape. He's a shape.
He's a shape.
Yeah. He takes his shirt off. He's a shape.
He's a shape.
Yeah.
He would have been the best. He would have been the best build man at that house.
You never know. That's like Mike Cannon looks in shape, but then he took his shirt off. His nipples are too low, like 3 inches too low. So it's like
really?
Freaky. You're like, oh shit, his nipples are too low.
Dave Smith, I saw yesterday at Lewis. I'll tell you what, us all getting older and being able to have pools. Is really showing everyone's age all of a sudden. Dave Smith, dad bod. Dave Smith was just thin the whole time I knew him. He's got dad bod now. Yeah. So weird.
Weird.
So weird.
I'm sorry, Nikki.
It's
I was
okay.
Born with dad bod.
I mean, now I'm just imagining all you guys with your shirts off. But, you know.
You wish, sister.
What's up?
Check out Bobby's arms. No, we got to pull the sleeves up so you can see. The arms are nice.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, you know, you're looking good. good. You know it. You know it.
Feel that, princess.
Jay's
grab it hard before I lose it. Before I lose it.
Oh, that's so big.
Thank you.
We can only flex it for only like, lasts. 3 seconds.
I can only flex for a few seconds, and then it just goes away. And then it's like I'm not doing it at all. I don't know why.
That was actually pretty big. That was impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Christine, jealous.
she looks so jealous over there.
Oh, Christine, hey, what's the name of the band?
Hey, Fartine.
What's the name of the band?
Red Rider.
What's the name of the guy?
Tom Cochran.
What song does he sing?
Life is a Highway.
Nice. What's
the band's called what?
Red River.
Nope.
Red Ranger.
Nope.
Wow.
Red Rover.
Nope.
Red Rover. Have your fucking dumb girlfriend come over.
Christine?
My brain does not want this information.
Yeah, Red. That's true.
It just really doesn't care.
Red.
I know what she's saying, though. There's certain things.
Bobby,
what?
Did you just giggle fart again?
I did not.
I feel like it's making its way. Did you move in your chair and maybe jostle some free?
I 100% prob. Oh, don't do that. I 100%, I'm going to throw up. I 100% did not fight.
Your fart smelled like burnt sneakers.
It was so weird. I just never smelled anything
smell.
Like
it. It wasn't like shit.
Sour.
It's because it's, all right, with the sour, okay?
Oh, that's what it was.
Sour.
It was sour.
He's a culinary expert.
I mean, don't make me feel bad. I don't have sour fart. Was it?
I think sour is probably better than like stinky or...
No. But is there something extra also, savory. Nikki, to the idea though that a guy, an in shape guy, can mm-hmm. be a little scuzzy and it's like cool,
like farty scuzzy or like beard scuzzy?
Hey,
wow!
I mean, like rough around the edges.
Jay,
like...
look at me. It's okay.
Yeah, no, like I'm saying, a guy who's just like he'll wear the same shirt for several days and the rest doesn't give a shit, kind of. But like, he's very, very good looking in shape.
Yeah, that's cool. That's kind of like he's so quick. It's like he doesn't even have to like try.
Right, but I am at a weight where clean. I have all of it's got to smell clean, and that's why I would argue you could eat your cake out of my asshole today and you'd be fine.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing it? So is that cool? I think we all got excited. Is she gonna eat cake out of our assholes? No, this show is getting wild.
No, but when you're heavy, you really do have to take care of everything because stuff will get moldy.
When you're big?
Yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I really do. I take care of things.
Like washing daily? Yes. Or like is there deodorant?
Washing.
Like all over?
Lotions. Salves.
You have to
I just want to say salves.
You have to dry everything too. That's a big thing. You can't leave anything wet.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, well, you'll make penicillin. Yeah, you know what?
I'm growing a lime tree in this damn place. Yeah. Have you seen, I wish I could know his name. I bet he's famous already. On Facebook, they have this guy. He's got long hair, and he just like shows you. Have you seen this guy? He shows you like how to grow things in your house. It's always like little life hacky things.
Yeah, and it's always fast, and he's like life hack.
Yeah, but he's like.
Oh, Black Lou's excited.
You know what it is, Black Lou? He's like, you take an avocado seed, you put it in here.
You got a fucking avocado tree.
Yeah, he's like, here for humidity, blah, 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 take it out, put it in a bigger pot. You got yourself an avocado tree.
Seven years later.
I've watched 18 hours of this guy. I don't like him.
I don't like him either. Really, truly. And I don't really even like... I hate everything he's doing, but like I've watched quite a bit of
it. I hate everything he's doing, and then I go at the end of the day, I could probably grow a cucumber tree.
it's easy enough to make a cucumber tree. It's a plant. It's not a tree.
It's a fucking plant. You knew that. He's being a comedian. Well, he's trying
being
to be
a
funny.
Comedian, Bobby. Say the one thing when I mean the other.
You know, cucumbers grow in a bush.
You hear my only honest. Bobby, did you fart again when you left?
I did. God, now I'm under the fart light. Jacob.
Is it? I've moved on, Bobby.
This guy?
No, he's usually he likes his face.
Yes.
There he is.
That's him.
He's got longer hair. It's curly. He's always wet. His hair's always wet.
Like, for humidity. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it looks like he's turning into a vampire slowly.
Look, he's growing a pineapple right now. He's literally growing a pineapple.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell you that it takes 7 months to do
that. That is true.
Yeah, obviously.
He does leave that out. Because he's like, put a cup over it. Now it's a seedling.
Yeah. Because like, when he starts it, his hair's short and then the end is long.
Now it's a cucumber plant.
I have 14 kids now by the time this was
fine.
How does he make money? What is his thing?
Oh my! How does he make money? He's got like 5 million followers on like all these platforms.
Does he really?
Oh yeah! No. He's definitely doing just fine.
What's the blueberry? I want to know what you do with blueberries.
If you grab a blueberry and squash it,
okay,
and then plant it in the soil.
No, that's bullshit.
Cover it lightly with soil and lightly water it.
No.
Cover it with a bottle for humidity.
And then,
pretty soon it'll become a seedling.
Can I tell you something?
When it's every 6 inches, video. Plant it outside. Please put it outside. You live in the fucking city.
You live over a highway.
By the way, everything is the same thing. It's take kind a seed of. From a thing you're eating. Yeah,
it's called farming. They've been doing it for years. This is not a secret, Jay. You take a seed, you put it in dirt, and then you put water on it, and then it grows.
He's got 700 videos of doing the same thing. He goes, take the seed.
Because we're morons.
Put it loosely under soil. Keep it wet. Humidity, now is a seedling. Now you're going to grow a tree. Yeah.
That's called outside instead of inside AC. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called the ecosystem, you fucking psycho.
Yeah, it's called what we've been doing for thousands of years.
Do you want to grow a pineapple in your house?
Yeah.
I find him very unlikable and yet captivating.
Yeah. I know.
Well, because he knows how to do the videos.
Well, look, you have to understand, he's growing another pineapple tree. From the part of the pineapple you would never use, from the leaves.
That's how they grow other pineapple trees in Hawaii.
It's pretty amazing.
No, that's how they grow them.
I didn't know that.
Wait, so what happens here?
Nikki, I'm telling you that now, Nikki.
No, it's good. Now I know. It's good to know.
You didn't know that? Some chef.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess you don't make a lot of pineapple desserts.
Yeah, I guess you just go to the store.
Is that where a pineapple grows from?
Yes.
Right out of the Bobby, stop yelling at me like you've been working in the culinary field.
You're right. I really am yelling at you. Like I know.
He goes,
like
I'm stupid. How many times do I have to say that's how pineapples grow?
I really am yelling at you. I apologize.
6 hours of light daily. Don't let it dry out. Got it.
Who has six Enjoy hours of light process. Daily?
I'm going to grow a cucumber tree.
Instead, what you want to do is take it out, but with a spoon, not a knife, so you don't damage the seed. Then soak it in water for 1 hour. Take it out and peel off the skin.
We're watching this guy on the television. Jay, give context, Jay. We're going to get fired.
Well, he's explaining it all, actually. He's doing a pretty fantastic job. Here's what I will say I find interesting, though.
What?
Most seeds, you have to take off the outside of them, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just take a thing and plant the seed itself, apparently it won't work. You have to wet it and then break the outside.
Yeah, it's like acorns and things that fall from trees. It's like the good stuff's on the inside. The squirrel like breaks it open and gets to the like, juicy bits.
What did you say?
You heard her. But do it again. Can you pantomime it?
I want to see like that animated.
It's like when an acorn falls from the tree, right? And the squirrel gets it and it gets all inside and it gets the juicy bits and that's the seed.
Nikki is getting the acting bug again. Right? You see her?
She really
is. Juicy bits.
Yeah. Look at her. She's just doing all that
improv. I'm a little squirrel.
That was business. That was her business.
She was doing business.
I've learned today. Guys, this is squirrel stuff.
Here's the scene. You're a squirrel, you're an acorn, giving a blowjob in the background of The Sopranos.
But here's the thing. You need to get the juicy bits out of the...
You're a squirrel. You're a squirrel in the field. You're eating an acorn. You're giving a blowjob in the background. Let me see you work. Let's see you work. You're doing fantastic.
We should cut into this.
Yeah, okay. Jacob really wants us to eat the food,
now
people.
But I have so many fun facts now. You're getting hungry again now that Bobby's fart has passed?
It's passed.
Do you want him to crack one more? You want him to crack another wrap?
No, don't. No. We're never going to get to the food.
Oh, you mean Bobby's Ozempic farts? Bobby's farts like Dexatrim. They suppress your appetite.
I do like Bobby's new facial hair. I just want to point it out.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well,
a little bit of scuff. Because you know I follow him on Instagram. Like, I'm a big fan.
I follow
him.
He's an influencer now. Too.
Yeah, really? I've seen you.
I am. We're both influencers.
We try.
Jay's not into influencing.
No, Jay, I'd like to see you more on Instagram. I'd like to stalk you more. You know what I mean? I like to know what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. You guys were in the Hamptons. I'd like to see a picture.
I have a bunch of pictures from my weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I missed it.
I'm putting them up today.
Okay, great. I'll be looking.
I have to live the life and then...
That's right.
I live the life.
Hashtag live the moment.
Live the moment and then I come back and then I put them up because that's what influencers do.
That's what real influencers who have balance in life do.
Plus, I want to edit it together a little bit on LumaFusion.
Yeah, get a good beat in there.
The old LumaFusion. You know what I mean? Put a sound bed.
Hashtag trending.
Hey.
So tell me about your parents in this butcher shop. Okay, Nikki, we'll talk about your parents in this butcher shop you came from. A butcher shop.
Hell, back in the day.
Your dad was a lawyer. What kind of law?
Like, you know, like laws.
Good stuff.
No, like, you know, it's like a lot of like more like traffic tickets, wills, you know, like little things, like, you know, nothing too nuts.
Was he a slimy attorney?
No, no.
I feel like you're trying to.
He's too like nervous. He like always, you know, he does things the right way. But he's always very stressed out. He's almost stressed out.
He's the guy who freed Gotti like the first two times, right?
The what?
Freed John Gotti.
Freed John Gotti the first two times.
Was he that guy? Yeah. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Is he Jewish?
Guys. No, Italian.
No lawyer of mine.
Yeah. Sorry. Do you have a lot of lawyers?
Whoa. You know, Nikki came to prominence as a contestant on the 9th season of Food Network series Food Network Star.
That's true.
Is it true that you won the show alone the second season?
Naked and Afraid?
You did 72 days out by yourself?
No. No, it was also called Naked and Afraid. No.
Okay.
I know, Jacob wants to. Let's do this.
Jacob,
we're
going to do some food. So, your wife.
Okay, here's the deal.
Cook something.
My wife is from the 1950s. She is like old school.
Like legitimately.
Legitimately loves being a wife.
She's 93
when
years old.
She's not. She's 94.
She's 94 years old. From the 50s.
She's 94.
Well, poor Gwen.
Can I just say something? I love that you said legitimately, nobody got it, and then you went, she's 94 years old.
She's 94.
We're all like, oh, I got it out. No, she's old school. She loves cooking. Every Thanksgiving dinner, everything's from scratch. We've been to other people's houses.
Yeah.
And you know this because you're a cook. They buy shit. I went to somebody's house one year. They had stovetop or whatever the hell.
Yes, stovetop. Yes.
Stovetop. They were like, my wife was like, are you out of your fucking mind? She was angry. Angry. She has a third generation stuffing she makes. So anyways.
Well, that's lovely. Good for
this,
you.
This cake right here.
This one or that one? The one with your farts on it or the covered one in the butt?
Yeah, the covered.
I worry with Dinky, you got to keep it to sweets or else it's going to be like, how would you feel if I told you this turkey was made entirely of cauliflower? You know, that'd be weird. Tastes like turkey. She's like, right?
This is her bundt cake, her rum bundt cake. Okay. Now this cake I brought to a bunch of different parties. I usually bring it in, put it down, nobody fucking touches it. Why? Because it's a bundt cake.
They still want to be the first one to cut into it. You got to like cut one slice out.
It's not that. Bundt cake visually is
stupid. You got brownies, cookies.
No, bundt cakes are trending. Bundt cakes are all the rage right now, especially the mini bundt cakes.
Nikki,
hot.
Nikki, ruining my story.
Oh, sorry.
Keep it zipped. Just keep it zipped.
Much just better. Trying to contribute, Bobby.
It's a much better story I'm going to tell. You'll be part of it. Listen.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply. I'm kidding. I've taken this to like my cigar bar. I've taken it to a place. Nobody touches it. It just sits there. Until one dude goes, let me fucking try this stupid cake. Because it looks like just a regular plain cake. And then it's gone. Fucking gone. This cake is knock your dick off.
Kaido.
What?
Kaido. Knock your dick off. That's what you wrote to us. That's Kaido. Right.
Kaido. I mean, you added that to it.
I'm playing along with the thing you wrote.
Yeah, but I didn't give it a name.
You sure just left me there.
Sorry,
you
did. Buddy.
You wrote Kaido cake.
I wrote.
And then Christine goes,
kick your dick off? I just got it.
Knock your dick off.
No, I wrote Y. I wrote K Y D O. Knock your dick off. I didn't say Kaido.
None of us knew what it meant.
I didn't know what it meant.
And then Christine asked, and he said, Christine, you can figure this out on your own. And then just left that alone for 2 days. And then 3 days later, eventually told us that it's knock your dick off, which I thought made sense. And then when he brought it up here, I've said Kaido now 3 times in the background.
I don't know.
And he's going, what is... And then he goes,
Jay?
And then he goes, it's knock your dick off good. And I went, Kaido. And then he went, what? How are you not getting it?
Why
you were mad at Christine for not getting
it. Why are we all turning on each other today?
This day has been rough. Christine, why is it so cold in here?
It's freezing. Listen, Jay.
Yes.
It's Kaido.
Oh, okay, great. I'm prepared to have my dick knocked off.
Kaido.
Well, I think that's really kind of her to make that. And it's actually amazing. So she's just making you bundt cakes.
But there's a special. There's more to the story.
I have to do. Okay. I'm not going to touch
it. It's a presentation.
I have to do something. Can you pass that to me?
Yeah.
That hole in the middle, he farts in it. That's the special schmutz.
Is your cake ready to go?
Yes.
You don't have to do anything to it?
Because
mine has a special.
It doesn't look pretty.
I individually wrapped my brown.
Nice. What did you make? It's all jewelry?
Yeah.
Is this homemade soaps?
It does kind of look like homemade
See,
soaps.
My wife,
Nikki's
secret weapon on this.
Okay. I didn't know something was in the middle.
What is it?
Oh, probably a little
more
granulated
sugar. Is it cocaine?
It's cocaine.
Okay.
We're going to be fucked.
Is that pure China white right there?
This is.
There's no fentanyl in that, is there? I'm allergic.
Bobby's sprinkling a white substance around the cake.
This is pure heroin.
It's pure though, Jacob. Colombian.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Okay,
the cake is ready.
So talk us through. You just put some extra powdered sugar on top?
Well, my wife made sure that this is special in the middle to put the, because you have to put it on when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That sinks in, and then you have to put it on fresh.
That's true. It doesn't last.
It does not last.
You want fresh powdered sugar just going all up into your crevices as you eat.
Yeah. So why don't we try Jacob's cake first?
Yeah, we want to get our palates.
Why don't we put a piece on each plate?
Yeah.
And we'll try yours, too.
All right. Oh, that's fair. And we'll try yours, too, whatever the fuck you brought.
Well, I mean, yours is going to be amazing, so it's going to be, you know, at the end.
I mean, I did bring little cute things.
They do look so cute.
I know, right? I was pretty impressed.
Twine?
I did put twine on it. But I also did it so that you can just pull it. You don't have to, like, you
Man,
know.
Your kids are going to be fucking nerds.
No, I don't know. No, that's solid. That's solid presentation.
It's great presentation.
Oh, thanks. Hey. Oh,
but I'm telling you.
That was so genuine from Jacob. Thank you, Jacob.
It's fantastic. But her kids' friends at school are going to call her kids nerds because of this kind of packaging.
Well, cut a piece of Jacob. Call me a nerd, then.
I've got mine. Here, we'll get. This is Jay's plate. Oh, thank
you. Mm-hmm.
Wow, so how'd you snag this wife?
My farts. She's really into farts.
She's super into farts.
Yeah, she's like really. She's
good
from Boston.
You.
Yeah. She's what they call a gas can.
Smells good. It smells really good.
You want to try Jacob's first? Or you want to try mine first?
Okay, it sounds like you want me to try Jacob's. So I'm
try Jacob's first.
Oh, it's so much airier than I expected.
Moist.
Moist, some might say. Oh, moist, but it has like a loose crumb.
I'd say borderline damp.
Oh, angel food cake. Yes.
Tell us which Jacob. One like.
Coming from the angel himself.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, you should
try Jacob's first.
Okay.
Try Jacob. I mean, it's angel
food cake. Yeah, it looks great, though.
Yeah,
it
looks awesome.
Does it, though?
Ooh. She oh, no.
No, I like it.
Yeah,
like
she
it.
Can't
you
swallow
love it.
It.
Or you like it?
No,
I'm not going through with this.
No. It's got fantastic flavor. The flavor is there 120%. Like the flavor has enveloped my mouth and I just want to sit here with it for a minute and enjoy it.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
I feel like considering there's no topping like strawberries, which I do love with angel food cake.
It's a must.
Jacob,
I feel like
did
I'm
you
like it's
give
a teeny bit dry.
This?
I kind of want like a little something, but like it's delicious.
Yeah, angel food cake comes
well baked. Look, guys,
it
ready?
Ooh,
it's
look see? How spongy that is, Jacob. It's pretty good. It just tastes like shit.
Yep.
No, it's good. It's really good. Right.
Okay, now,
with some strawberries on top. Oh, the flavor is great.
Yeah, but you need more flavor.
This wasn't thought out.
But you say,
I would take this home and have this later with some extra strawberries on top.
You'd add something else to it.
You'd have to put something to it because it's just a bullshit-ass cake that Jacob made.
Radio studio. You can't bring every little topping.
No. I mean, you tend to.
I did.
Bobby brought a whole topping.
Yeah, I mean, I brought the extra stuff.
Now, what if I don't like her cake? Is she going to, like,
he'll
come
leave
after
her.
Me?
No. He'll honestly, he'll leave
no,
her
no, no.
tonight.
No, I'll leave her tonight, and Jay will find another host for the bonfire.
Yeah, we'll just all move on.
Nobody wants to hear my chewing sounds.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we do. I love it.
So it's good. Really good.
All right, guys. I'm going in for a dick check. It knocked it off.
the crust on that outside, it's like it has that pound cake crusty outside mm-hmm. while having this super light airiness on the inside, which I've really never had before. Mmm. It's really good.
It's good, right?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's like not too sweet, but it's definitely like still a dessert.
Yeah.
But I would have it in the morning. Mm. It's really good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I can see why you keep her around.
This brownie has knocked your dick off.
Oh,
Bobby jumped in.
Oh, it's so good.
This brownie has knocked your dick off. Take a bite of that, Jay. Use your hands. Be a man.
I'm going to have a bite of this. I'm going to get a little bit of the powdered sugar.
Mm.
I'm going to throw it on there. Should I even try Jacob's bullshit awful cake?
No, it's really not. Listen, it is a very, very well executed angel food cake. It is delicious.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
I just am wanting those strawberries.
How is it? Oh, my God.
The things are...
Can you tell us about your brownies?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of brownies are
these? So, these are... Wait for it, Bobby. Black
we always guess.
Bean.
We have gas.
They're not.
Oh, is this a
they're,
bean in it?
We always
there's
guess
something
the thing.
Brownie. Well, I mean, we have done that. I just didn't know it was like what we did that every
can
time.
Can you do me a favor? Could you give us a heads up so we don't secretly feed Bobby beans, which seems to be the last thing he needs?
There's not beans in here.
Yeah, there's a whole can of black beans.
Black beans?
Yeah, there's actually no eggs.
Jay.
There's no oil, but there is a lot of black beans.
Jay.
Well, we got a half hour of the show, Bobby. Hold them in.
Jacob, I'm sorry. This is not my fault.
These are phenomenal.
Okay.
Bobby didn't
like
know he was
them.
Getting tricked into eating bean brownies. No, everything she makes always
you're
rolls.
Right. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Did you try Jacob's?
Mm.
I
didn't try Jacob's.
Try Jacob's. Did you try Dawn's?
I did.
Ooh,
Dawn's
that was
is great.
A spongy piece of
where's
Jacob's?
Jacob's?
Oh, it's right here.
Jacob's is that thing right there.
Do we have a knife, Jacob?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I just got an extra spot. That was no. I don't think I gave Jacob enough credit. This is really good.
No. Wow.
I'm just desperate for some strawberries. That's how I like it.
Did you find out Jacob had cancer before the show or something?
Yeah,
he's so weirdly nice.
You know, I did get here early, and he's being real nice to me.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah, you can't look him in the face.
Yeah. It's like a puppy dog.
Hang on. Let me get a piece of
this. Look how spongy that is.
Jacob, talk about this cake to me. What do we got here? Angel food cake?
It's dry.
You don't mean that.
I do mean that.
Ew!
Jacob's walking out.
Jacob's kid's killing him.
How was it? How was Jacob's?
God damn it.
It was terrible.
How was it?
It was terrible. But it was terrible. And Nikki thinks it's terrible also. She's right. She does. Let's go. Jacob, I'll break. We'll give you a break.
Just took another bite of my Dawn's.
Dawn's is really good. Jacob, we'll give you a break. Jacob, that was a store-bought angel food cake.
I would never feed you something that subpar.
Jacob, I knew you had it in you.
That's like beneath me.
And when you were going, when you were giving those arbitrary as hell compliments.
The nicer it was, the more it was like a dagger in me.
If you go back, Nikki, and listen to the show, you'll hear Jacob doing a lot. He goes, I'm not going through with this. That's what he's talking about. He was going to tell you. He goes, I wouldn't make that bullshit cake. And when you said, it needs something else. Oh.
Killed me inside.
It killed him.
It absolutely leveled me.
Why is it so hot in here?
Why is it so hot in here? I'll tell you why. Because Jacob screams at Christine if it's cold.
I didn't think you had a lot of commitment behind your cake.
It crushed my soul.
He couldn't. I feel bad. I didn't want to let him go on.
No, it's good. It's good.
What?
Oh, it was terrible how she was trying to be nice.
Well, when someone says, no, it's awesome, you just need a few more things in it.
Yeah.
Like if you could add something that has taste.
I thought if it was like doused in strawberry syrup and then whipped cream all over it. I was like, this could be, I mean, I'd eat this.
You think this would be good if you just added a little flavor?
My cakes don't need disguises.
Come on.
Okay. Damn.
Wow, this was a tricky day.
Don's cake is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's Knocky Dick Off.
It's so good.
There's rum in there? Is it a rum cake? There's a little bit of rum. It's just the right amount, because I don't usually love a lot of liquor in my desserts.
She's from Boston,
but I'm not really tasty. It's like kind of just a nice overall.
I'm an AA, so I can't really have a lot.
This is how Bobby does it. He sucks it out of his cakes.
I do.
Hey, why are my cakes all dry downstairs? I just sucked it out.
I suck it out of Don's
boobs. Oh my God, the crust with that extra sugar.
It's good, right?
Wait, let's talk more about my brownies. Weren't they great?
The brownie's gone.
All right. Is it really? Did you eat the whole brownie?
Is it chocolate chips in there?
There's some chocolate chips in the brownie too.
I love it because it had little. It had you bite it. It's moist, and then all of a sudden there's a little nugget.
Mm-hmm. Little surprise inside.
You're like, what's that? And then it's a little chocolate chip. It adds a little extra oomph. You're like, this is awesome, moist, and then oof, oh, there's chocolate.
But was it chocolate chips or was it beans? Who knows?
We'll find out in a couple minutes.
When I
burn the nose hairs out of your precious little cute nose.
This is why Nikki's a fantastic chef, though, is because she doesn't. I mean, I'm sure she can cook very healthy foods.
Yeah.
But the foods you put forward on stuff, they're not healthy by nature. They're still like delicious, tasty foods. She's able to inject into them healthy stuff also. So it's instead of going like, well, now you don't have to like eat black beans, which Bobby, you should probably steer clear of either way, but you can get the health qualities of that in you through a delicious cake, which is pretty awesome.
That brownie is so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to dump. I ate too much.
You ate too much, you're going to dump?
I ate too much.
If we go too healthy with anything, like, you're not going to, I mean, I don't know, you've been eating good, Bobby Kelly. I mean, like, it's like you can't go too far or else you lose it.
I can't eat too much because I have such a small stomach.
Yeah.
And I ate that whole brownie.
That helps.
I'm going to dump.
Okay.
I'm going to dump into Don's cake.
We were pretty good brownies.
That's phenomenal.
Not poop.
Oh.
Well, it's good, right?
Thanks.
Amazing. Don's cake is amazing. Both of them.
Please tell her thank you. That was really kind of her to.
I'll tell you what sucked shit, this angel food cake.
Yeah, it did.
Tastes more like devil's dick cake.
It's like eating a flip flop.
Is this a flip flop I'm eating?
Use it to soak up an oil spill or something. It's so dry.
Nikki's very nice, though.
She's so sweet.
She aced it and she went like, you could see her face.
I was a little panicked for a minute because I was like, ooh, crap. I was like, and it's just, I thought it was a little hard to swallow.
Yeah,
sure. It was so,
like, focus on the flavor.
It was so dry and terrible that the next, to prove she liked it, but without having to try anymore, she just held it up and started smushing in her hand. She goes, look, it is spongy.
It's a sponge. It has good consistency.
And she goes, this happens when I squeeze it and don't eat it.
Look at this. The same thing that happens when I take styrofoam and I smush it.
Like, have you ever seen a packing peanut? Because this is taking me there.
It's very similar. This is great. If you got strawberries, chocolate, and more stuff and put it on, this would be good. I would eat this. I would eat this when I got home later if there was nothing else in the place.
Oh, you know what? This, you know what makes this better if it was pizza and not this cake at all.
It was just so nice.
It was sweet and devastating.
Before we take another break, can we please find Jerry O'Connell with Nikki, please? And also, yes, get Nikki's book, More Veggies, Please. Available now at NikkiDinkyCooking.com. And make sure you follow her on Instagram at Nikki Dinky, NikkiDinky. Please find this. It's so funny.
At Nikki Dinky, you know I love my bonfire crew. They come on over to my page. There's all they sorts of fire emojis. And they buy books.
They have another cookbook called Meat on the Side, all vegetarian book.
Yeah, and that's not as good.
Trashes her own book. What's wrong with her?
She goes, that's my first shit. Before I really got my legs under me.
Yeah, that was like, just the tip was good, but it wasn't as good as...
No, it's a pretty good book, but it's More Veggies, Please, like the fucking bomb.
That's the jam. That's your jam.
That's the jam, man.
I can't believe I had a bean brownie.
I know. You ate a bunch of beans, which is making me slightly nervous.
And look, it's so funny to come out of like being a jackass for a whole show and then asking a real question. But like, do you have to... Is there science to it in the sense of you have to find things that won't dominate?
Yeah, there like is you there's put it, science like, to it.
It's funny to think that black beans would be the thing that would be able to lay kind of quietly in a brownie.
It makes sense because in this case, the juice from a can of beans, the stuff that's all like slimy around the beans that you drain off is called aquafaba. And because it has so much protein from the beans, a lot of vegans use it actually as an egg replacement. So they'll even make it into meringues, which is something made completely out of egg whites. So by using the beans, it has the protein in there to give it structure. And so it can replace something like an egg, and it has the moisture to replace something like oil. So the bean choice in a brownie is very intentional because it gives it just a little bit of lift and it keeps it moist.
I had a chocolate mousse. Me and Ari had that Noma restaurant in Denmark made from mushrooms.
Oh, nice.
And it was like crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it was like black mushrooms and they made a chocolate mousse.
Isn't that the menu type place you went to?
It's like the best restaurant in the world.
But isn't it like that movie, The Menu, where it's like they tell you what you're eating?
Yeah, they have five chefs at table. They walk out, they put a rock on your table, and they go, enjoy. And you're like, what the fuck part of this rock do I eat? And it's like fried reindeer moss on the top. And you're like, ugh. And then you eat it, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
they have lemon ants, because they don't have lemons. So they have these ants that taste like lemons, and they fry them.
Would you get into, you're talking about in Denmark.
No, like, seriously.
Lemon ants?
In this restaurant, it's like Noma, the greatest, it's the number one restaurant, and they have ants that taste like lemons.
Okay.
So they fry them, and they put them on your whatever the hell meal it was, and they taste like lemons. It's
awesome.
Nuts. Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and one of the, what?
Can I get some lemon ants with that?
one of the desserts was it was chocolate made of mushrooms. And you're like, ugh, and then you eat it. You're like,
it's amazing.
Yeah, well,
unbelievable.
Have you ever gotten invited to like an Illuminati type dinner thing?
God, I mean, this sounds like it. No, I guess not. I mean, I've been at some important tables with some high profile people.
Is there any truth to the lie I just made up about you being a cook at Jeffrey Epstein Island?
Yeah.
Is there any truth to this thing I'm
making
up?
That's what I heard. I don't know. It's on the sheet.
Why are you on the flight ledgers?
But you didn't go as a cook. You went as a young girl and then became a cook. Is that it true?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Not my Nikki. She wouldn't. She wouldn't give old men massages.
Ew, no.
She only air blowjobs in audition rooms.
For HBO, guys, okay? It was HBO. That's a legit network.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Just picture it. She goes, and all right, let's go ahead. Just give your slage. Nikki Dinky, 23 years old. I'm going to be reading for blowjob.
That's great.
There you go. Okay.
Nikki, real quick. Can you do that again? But can you try, like, you don't like it. You don't like it this time. Yay. Okay, that's good. Now try that you like it, but then you don't like it, but then you like it again.
Yeah.
How tall are you? Are you available October 17th?
How tall are you? I think here's one thing. What would the ball work be like? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great.
I like it. And then they turn, I like her.
That's gonna be good. She goes, I don't work the balls. Is that going to be a problem? He goes, no, we're asking everybody. Yeah. We're asking everybody.
Yeah, no, it's good. That's fine. Good. Thanks.
I know you're writing something down. Is there a problem with me not working the balls?
No.
What's your thing?
Oh, it's good.
Damn, Jacob. You would not go another second with her thinking you made that shitty case.
I know, he was so
horrible
quiet.
Feeling inside. I hated I hated how nice she was trying to be. I knew it was shit.
Me too.
I know, because I Jacob has really grown on me.
But Nikki,
and so
how do we value your opinion as you're our only culinary person?
I didn't say it was amazing. I said, you know,
you said you didn't say it was amazing. But you even went back, you looked at Jacob's sad sack face, yeah. And you looked back over and you said, you know, I actually didn't say enough about this Jacob's cake. You said that. I almost didn't say that. It's actually, I'm not giving enough credit than it deserves.
Jay, she's so sad.
She interrupted Dawn's real homemade cake. I mean, literally interrupted her review of that to go back to, this needs strawberry juice and jam.
Don's not here. Jacob is on the. He's huddled in a corner crying.
Don is right here, represented through my heart, because it's going back. How did she like it? I don't know. She was raving about this fucking flip flop cake that Jacob bought at a store.
Leather ring that she got. Oh, is this it? Oh yeah.
Now, it's interesting that you found these because they took all the Wendy clips down after the show is no longer.
This is Jerry Connell, right?
And I don't have all the. And I was. It's amazing what you guys can find.
Oh. This is one of my favorite things ever. Just short of Wendy spitting out food and...
Oh, look, we're dancing. Yes.
Need a little help in the kitchen. Here with some Italian recipes is author of Meat on the Side. Please welcome...
That book sucks. Fuck Meat on the Side.
Fuck Meat on the Side.
I remember, too, that they were like, hey, how cool, we're going to have a man here. So let's do, like, man food. And I was like, okay, cool. So it's supposed to be very manly.
He's wearing smaller clothes than you. We have a man here.
Check it out. Let's get some shoe cam on you, Nikki.
Shoe cam.
Wendy never gave me the shoe cam. Only Jerry.
Wendy never did it.
No, Wendy never gave me shoe cam. Only Jerry.
See you next Tuesday. Wow. I'll tell you.
I know.
This is how you get reactions from food.
See you next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Vanderpump, yeah.
She's a real see you next Tuesday.
Mm. I've brought eggplant parm meatballs, some broccoli crust pizza, and because I know you're missing your romaine, a Rebecca romaine salad.
Right.
That was so clever. Look at me.
That's because
I'm a comedian.
You're an influencer, and that comes natural.
I didn't even remember, dear. Yeah. Wow.
Influencers connect the dots. They connect the things, and that's where it comes. It's in you, Nikki.
Wow, thank you so much. I think I have a new manager.
Maybe.
And that was amazing.
This stuff in here.
Okay.
We've just got some meat.
The whole thing?
Yep. Yeah, go for it.
Here we go.
This is kind of a normal.
I love how stars become retarded.
The whole thing?
Yeah, stupid. We rehearsed this.
When cooking, they always, like, everything's bigger and awkward. Yeah. Like, no one just, like, puts stuff in a bowl.
His collars all fall in the shit. Like, I don't know what happened. Did he have to run out in a storm to get something from the car?
But the sad part, he has kids. Well, how did you cook them breakfast? Pancake batter go into pot. You boil eggs? What?
Christine, get to the tasting.
I know. Hold on. Let's go to...
I'm sorry, we don't want to watch every moment of this.
I do.
I do. I love it.
This is my favorite.
Actually, those eggplant parm meatballs are really good. We just made them today.
I think everything you make is probably delicious. It's not that. It's this reaction I'd be like, all right, Jerry, like, please. Like, I know it's good food, but you're making me an ass.
What
now.
Is an eggplant parm? Is eggplant parm meatball?
So instead of, like, the milk-soaked bread, I use eggplant puree.
Wow.
So that's what keeps it moist. And then
it's less carbs.
And then it's less. I do use some breadcrumb, though, still.
But not a lot. Usually some
people. You can probably get away with less.
I hate a bready
meatball. Yeah, no, it's not crazy.
Spongy. I hate that. That's great.
Send you a book.
I want a book. Can I have a book?
Yeah,
but you're getting meat on the side.
Yeah, don't give me that shit book. Give me that garbage book.
Hey, meat on the side. He goes, what am I running out of toilet paper? I'm a more veggies please guy.
Oh, I'm not going to look at him.
Go back. Back up.
The eye roll. He hasn't even tasted it long enough to comment.
He was already rolling his eyes for it. He went,
orgasming.
Because this twink hasn't eaten a meal in 40 years.
You're not wrong. He was a fat kid and then really went hard the other way.
This is the first time he overate in fucking 20 years.
You're not wrong. Go ahead.
And bubbly and delicious.
Real food.
No joke. No joke, co-host.
It's so good.
That is amazing.
Thank you, thank you.
Does she call the audience
really
co-host?
One of my favorites.
Why is he turning into Dan Cook of food?
Wendy used to always say that the audience were her co-host.
I know.
But she didn't quite say it like he does, where he's like co-host. It's more like he's implied. Too
much. Can you go back? He really does Dan Cook comedy with food. Watch. He really goes out that second meatball with a lot of vigor.
He's very expressive.
I mean, watch this. Ready? Watch.
Okay, ready?
Here it comes.
No joke.
Here it goes.
No joke, co-host.
It's so good.
Watch him stab the meatball.
That is amazing.
Watch. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really one of my favorites.
It was very Sufi.
Right, you think you got room for more? Okay. So over here is for my broccoli crust pizza. And this is just broccoli that I chopped up in a food processor. I've got some cheese, some egg.
There's a whole dance routine for this pizza.
I mean, it looks good.
We don't have a lot of time left. Is this Nathan going to react?
We'll let you stir.
No, this is totally gluten-free, right?
It's gluten-free. And it forms up into this beautiful crust like you see here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just bake it. And look how sturdy this is already just in that one bake.
Wow.
Right? Lose panicking.
And then,
lose panicking.
Lou, don't panic, buddy. We're so fine.
So we're going to do
jump ahead a few seconds, Christine. Get to him tasting it.
Potato thing here.
Cool.
I like how he stirs just by poking at the mixture.
Yeah.
He stirs like he's never made anything.
Here he goes.
And the only difference that Jerry is eating is some scallions.
Oh, yeah. It is so good.
I mean, I doubt you've had a broccoli crust pizza before. What do
first
you think?
Time. It's amazing. It really is. I mean, it tastes like pizza, but it's just a different one. My mind is blown right now.
No way.
Excuse me. I'm going to go backstage and finish this.
This is it.
Yeah, the show is over. The show is mine.
Let's get to the Rebecca Romaine salad.
All right. So I wanted to make sure that I sent you home.
Let's take a break.
This is very anticlimactic, Jay.
We'll be right back.
It exists.
What? For sure. It's the wrong food.
What the hell happened?
We'll get it.
We'll get there.
I mean, are we going to end like that?
No, we're not ending. Nikki Dinky, everybody. Make sure you check out. She'll be back when we're going to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Her book, More Veggie Please, available right now at NikkiDinkyCooking.com. And make sure you follow her on Instagram at Nikki Dinky. She is awesome. We'll be right back and say goodbye with her and Jacob's shitty cake. After these words. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. That was just a portion of our actual SiriusXM radio show.
If you want the whole thing, the whole damn thing, go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
That's right. And go to BigJComedy.com and RobertKellyLive.com to check out our stand-up dates coming to a city near you. Crackle, crackle.
I stepped on you, crackle, crackle. I stink.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.